e-learning environment education. Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Heather. Thank you so much for tuning in to Artificial Intelligence Today. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Okay, let's get to it. Learning courses are becoming more and more common in education, and although there is no time or place for personal learning, online learning courses can be provided. A good online learning platform provides students with an easy way to access and use course materials over the internet, making it easier for teachers and trainers to manage the course. This makes it the most common form of virtual learning, describing various aspects of the learning and teaching process. Virtual learning is usually associated with online courses in an online environment, but has a much broader dimension. It is a learning experience that can be improved through the use of computers and the internet as a facility for educational organizations. The National Science Teachers Association supports and encourages science educators to engage in professional learning in both traditional and informal online learning environments. E-learning involves teaching in a virtual environment where teachers and learners are separated in space and time. NSTA defines e-learning as an effective learning process resulting from the combination of digitally delivered content with learning support services. As we enter the second decade of the 21st century, it is more than ever time to break with traditional learning methods and start integrating modern technologies and combined learning experiences into our education and training programs. E-learning is a fully recognized method of learning in the natural sciences and can and should greatly improve the science of teaching and learning. It can be used in a combined and coherent way to enhance the learning experience on the ground, as well as part of a local educational program. There are a number of e-learning technologies and strategies that can be used in the educational context, both in the workplace and in science, to achieve better learning outcomes. A virtual learning environment is an online platform used for educational purposes. E-learning offers a number of creative ways to configure virtual learning environments that can be configured for e-learning. Virtual learning environments are not a new phenomenon in education, but even large companies have their own VLEs to teach newcomers and improve their skills later on. Virtual learning environments are defined as online platforms that allow the education process outside the classroom and over the internet to replace traditional teaching methods such as traditional classrooms, classrooms and classrooms. Asynchronous online teaching gives students control over their learning experiences and allows greater flexibility in the learning process than traditional classroom education. However, the student has more responsibility and it is a highly effective alternative medium for education, which can be very useful for mature and self-disciplined students as well as for those with limited resources. To successfully participate in an online program, students must be well organized, self-motivated, and have a high level of time management skills to keep up with the pace of the course. For this reason, online education is not intended for other students who are dependent on the learner and have no choice but to assume the responsibility that the online paradigm demands. Distance learning students can look after their families and be given the opportunity to work while educating them and doing their full-time jobs. ICT can create distance learning institutions that provide a distance learning platform that can enable many students who are far from the center of learning to form themselves. Distance learning benefits all students when and where they are engaged in their education and can benefit from it. In addition, the use of e-learning systems can offer a number of other benefits, such as helping to teach students in low-income and countries with limited access to educational resources, and providing a platform for the development of a global network of distance learning institutions. E-learning worldwide and its impact on the education system in India and other countries. The new online learning platforms offer the opportunity to provide students with content and tools to engage students in individual and collaborative work. The teaching in open online courses, where all learning activities take place online, allows teachers to share knowledge with a wide range of students around the world. By combining face-to-face courses with private online courses and by providing course content, teachers can use their skills in personal interaction with students and through the use of social media. By redesigning their courses to take full advantage of the online format, teachers can reflect on their course objectives and teaching style. The qualities that make successful online intermediaries are also enormously effective in traditional classrooms. Although online programs have significant strengths and offer unprecedented access to quality education, there are weaknesses inherent in the use of this medium and which can pose potential threats to the success of online programs. If an online program is to be successful, it must have a high percentage of students who are able to access the online learning environment. This is all for today, guys. My name is Heather and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Artificial Intelligence and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.